One night, many, many summers ago, we were camped at 12,000 feet, up where the air is still clear, high in the Rockies at Lost Lake, Colorado. And as the fire burned down low, and only a few glowing coals remained, we laid on our backs, all warm in our sleeping bags, and looked up at the stars. And as I felt myself falling out into the vastness of the universe, I thought about things. I thought about the time my grandma told me what to say. When you see the evening star, you all remember. Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. The air is crystal clean up there. That's why you can see a million stars spread out across the sky, almost like a gigantic cloud of stars. I remembered another night in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison River, and we had our rubber boats pulled up on the bank and turned over so we could sleep on them. And we were laying there looking up at the stars that night too. And one of the guys from New York City said, "Hey, look at all that smog in the sky. Smog clear out here in the sticks." Somebody said, "Hey Joe, that's not smog. That's the Milky Way. That's 100 billion stars. It's our galaxy." And we saw the northern lights up there once, on the summit of Uncompahgre, 14,309 feet above sea level. They were like flames from some prehistoric campfire, leaping and dancing in the sky and changing colors, red, gold, blue, violet. Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. It was the equinox, the changing seasons, summer to fall, young to old, then to now. And then everyone was asleep, except me. And as I saw the morning star come up over the mountain, I realized at last that life is simply a collection of memories. But memories are like starlight. They live on forever.